The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
I'm
Man, you know what? Let's have a little church, man. Let's have a little church this morning.
Listen. The economy's down. Price has seemed so high. Seems like all I ever do is try and try, yeah. Trying to make ends meet. Trying to pull myself above so I can see. But every now and then it seems so helpless, hopeless. But I'm a living, breathing testimony of what God can do. If you hold on long enough, He will see you through. Encourage you, whatever you do,
whatever you do,
just don't. Check this out. I've got my own set of challenges, yeah. And my friendships sometimes they wear a little thin. I even began to wonder if my own family is out or in. I'm trying to make sense of my life. I'm trying to overcome all that's not right, yeah. But sometimes, you know, it seems so helpless. Oh, even when things don't go your way, you gotta hold on to your faith. Oh, just remember that you're not.
I'm gonna have
greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Yeah, yeah. And I'm more than a conqueror because I know my God knows me. Whatever, whatever you do, don't you dare give up. Oh, yeah, just don't quit. To what your own family have to say about it. Whatever
you do,
I was looking at CNN. Hey, but I can't let that bother me or hinder me. Whatever
you do,
yeah, 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 yeah.
Look at somebody and say, don't quit. You won hallelujah away from your breakthrough. Don't quit. You won thank you, Jesus, away from your promotion. Don't quit. You won glory to God away from your next level. Don't quit. You won bless your holy name away from God blowing your mind. He says, I'll do it exceedingly, abundantly, above all.
Bear with me. I tell you, the devil is a lie. All right. I am back on. Welcome to the grind, ladies and gentlemen. Man, don't quit. Just don't quit. Man, you know, a lot of things have just come to mind, and this is one, because when you get closer and closer and closer to your breakthrough, when you just start on a new path or start doing something different, all of a sudden, here comes the tasks, the trials, the tribulations. They come. But man, have you ever just looked at somebody and you said, hold on. You run up the road and you see what's there. You already know what's going to happen, and you run back to them. You run back to them, and they on their journey. They're moving. They're trying to get there, and you just look at them, and you're saying, just don't quit. Just don't quit. I know what's around the corner. I know what's there. Just don't quit. And you look at them with that look in your eyes, and you're saying, please don't quit. And you get to that point in time where you want it for them more than they want it for themselves, because they don't believe enough yet. They want to quit. They got that look in their eyes, and they're saying, you know what? I'm going to quit. I'm about to quit here in just a second. This is getting hard. People talking about me, people doing this, people doing that. My own family don't like me no more. Things are getting so hard that I can't even get up in the morning. Things are getting so hard that my light's cut off. You know, I can't pay my car note, and just I'm getting ready to quit. I can promise you I am. But you're looking at them like, please don't quit. Don't quit. Man, I've been in meditation for the last 2 days, man, just really, really, you know, trying to, you know, seeking the Lord, trying to figure out exactly, you know, the next move, the next step, what's going to happen next. And, you know, just in meditation, being kind of quiet, you know, but man, God always speaks. And you know what I'm learning is God speaks to me in the midst of it all, just like I'm sure he does with a lot of you. But you know, just speaking, you know, I get right to that moment and he gives it to me. But, you know, that's how God works. He wants us to take ourselves out of it and just trust in him and do the things that we know we're supposed to do. And, you know, he'll take care of the rest. You know, our battles are not carnal. All right. But our battles are spiritual. And I tell you what, we have to understand that battle's being fought for us. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just me on the show today. Welcome to the grind. I want you to, you know, say welcome to my amazing, phenomenal, my beautiful wife, you know, Miss Pam McCray. She's also on the show this morning. Miss McCray, I know you're out and about.
But if you are there, can you unmute and say hello to everybody out there in Grindland? I think I need to unmute you. Hold on one sec. Let me get you on here. Yeah, there you go. I hear you now, beautiful.
Awesome, awesome. Can you hear me?
I hear you. I hear you.
Well, I just want to say great morning, great morning, great morning to everybody out there that are tuning in this morning. You know, as I sat here and I listened to that song and just listening to the words of absolutely don't quit, never give up. We weren't designed to be defeated. We just have to know that every battle, every struggle, everything that we go through in life is just a test that's going to one day bring us that testimony if we just make a decision to not quit. And one thing that I know is in life is what you will end up getting if you just make a decision to never give up, to keep on pressing on, to keep on getting up, to not lay down and just take what the world gives us, but to make a decision that every day is a new day in order to win and move us closer to the victory that is already won. So I'm excited to be on here this morning. Definitely out and about traveling, dropping off kids who refuse to catch the bus. And so, but I can tell you, I am on here live and just ready and excited about what we're going to share this morning, really completely just from the bottom of our hearts. So thank you again.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, no, thank you for being on the grind. And I know that it's, you know, it's your heart, you know, to always be a part of the show and, you know, work some things out. And, you know, the topic this morning is don't quit. And I know that, you know, that's exactly one of the things that drove you. And, you know, being in the industry of network marketing for 20 plus years, you know, there were plenty of times when I know you wanted to quit. You wanted to give up. You wanted to say, you know what, I can't do this any longer, you know, and it's time for me to find something else to do. And you know, and ladies and gentlemen, that's tough when you know that your breakthrough is around the corner. And, you know, and we always say that we've heard that we didn't really have, you know, the mentorship or the coaching, you know, for a large portion of those years, most of them, you know, really. We didn't have that coaching that we need, the coaching that a lot of you may be getting right now in the business that you're in, somebody telling us, you know, don't quit. Somebody telling us, you know, that, you know, these are the ins and these are the outs of what you're doing and this is what you need to do. This is your next move. You know, because when you have somebody telling you those things, then that means all you have to really do is execute. And sometimes we if you have that, then you're blessed, you know, and sometimes you do, you take it for granted. But, you know, this is not one of those industries that's traditional. And Pam and I, we learned that in network marketing. It's not a traditional industry, and it's not traditional because it has the opportunity or the potential to yield you so much. All we have to do is believe and don't quit. And here's the key. It's the learning curve that you have to figure out how to straighten out as much as you can. And when you have people that are there and they're trying to tell you the right way to go, all we have to do is decide to do and implement the things that they're telling us. And we didn't have that, you know, in the beginning. For probably 15 of those years, you know, we didn't have that. So, you know, we were on our own. It's probably why we didn't have, you know, the success that we wanted to have, what we looked for, you know, simply because, you know, we didn't have that. But nonetheless, you know, it's a new day. And, you know, quitting, you know, is not something that's ever been in our blood. And I know for a lot of you, it's not as well. But quitting is a vicious cycle. You know, quitting like any other action, ladies and gentlemen, can become a habit. It really can. It can become a habit. And a lot of you are saying, wow, quitting. You know, where people say quit this and quit that, you know, and you'll be good. Yeah, you can quit smoking. You quit doing drugs. You can quit drinking alcohol. Yeah, you know, then you're good. You know, quitting is good, but it's the easiest habit to form, but the hardest to break because it spans across the good and the bad, right? It spans across both. Sometimes they tell you to quit doing the bad stuff. You know, quit doing this, quit doing that. And once you started doing it, it's the hardest to break. When you started doing something, it's harder to break. And when you started quitting, it becomes very, very hard. That's why it's a vicious cycle. Because it's hard for you to quit quitting. That's a little, that's a t-shirt. Pam, that's a t-shirt. Let's go ahead and make, let's go
right.
ahead and make 100 on just a t-shirt. Quit quitting.
Quit quitting.
You
stay
know?
Focused.
Stay focused. Quit quitting. A lot of people say quit quitting. Don't quit this. Don't quit that. You know, quit smoking, drinking. You know, quit doing this. Quit doing that. But nobody ever said just quit quitting. Stop being so weak-minded. Stop. I mean, man. Pam, have you ever wondered, Pam, how people? Man, this topic is so near and dear, man. I'm telling you, I know it is with you as well, but. You know, have you ever wondered how some people are just at that point where they always escape the fire and never look worried? I call them escape artists. They're escape artists. You know, they and what people don't understand, Pam, here's what they don't understand, is that you look at the people that never look worried, people that look like they're never really going through anything, and you realize at some point in time, once you hit the right level of growth, you realize that they didn't escape the fire at all. They didn't escape the fire. As a matter of fact, they're still in it. They embraced the fire. The fire became a part of them because they knew it was a part of the growth and the purifying process. They understood that. And when you embrace the fire, when you embrace the hardships, when you embrace, you know, everything that happens to you, and you say, you know what, it's just a part of the test. It's like the rocket ship. It's like the space shuttle taking off. Do you think anybody has the ability to just get on a spaceship, a rocket, whatever you want to call it, a space shuttle, and just blast off into space? It's not really the technical aspect of it. It's not really all the buttons that you need to know to push to break away this and do that. It's really the different stages that you understand you have to go through, and you got to prepare your body to go through. Because, you know, I don't know if you guys know, but astronauts go through a lot of training. They go through a lot of training, and it's a lot of altitude training. It's a lot of different things that they go through to prepare their bodies for the journey. And it's a growth phase for them. So once those muscles and their mind gets strong enough, now we can blast you guys into space. And breaking that gravity is always the hardest. Now, I've never been on a space shuttle, Pam. I've never been on a spaceship. But I've seen movies. And the movies say that, you know, that breakaway from gravity into... Oh, hold on. All right. Pam, can you hear me again?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. For some reason, the devil keeps switching my microphone off. But I got you. So that breakaway from Earth's gravity to get into orbit is so intense. I mean, it's like ship shaking, trying to break that orbit, and your body is being racked, you know, with all of these tremors, and you're sitting there, you can't move your head, and the heat from trying to break the orbit from the Earth, the gravity trying to pull you back down is so intense that you have to have heat shields on the ship. And this is even what I want to talk about today, but thank you. It's all a part of what we do. You know, the heat shields that you needed to have to get from Earth to orbit is a necessary thing. And it's a tumultuous journey. And you're in that space shuttle, and you're trying to break orbit, and your body is shaking. But you're prepared for it. You've embraced it. Why? Because you train for it. You've been in the fire. You've been in the simulations. You understand exactly what's going to happen. So it doesn't shock you. So you've been in the fire. Pam, you know, what does it really feel like, Pam, when you're going through and you know, you want to tell the world, you want to scream from the highest mountain, really, that I'm going through, this is hurting, I'm ready to quit, but you don't. I mean, how does that feel?
Well, you know, I think it's a mindset thing. It's a perspective thing, because there were many times, in our lives in which we were going through the fire, and many times in which I wanted to share and wanted to speak the negativity. And I did. I had those certain friends in which we would get on and we would share our negativity together, you know, and I realized that it didn't take us anywhere. It didn't get us anywhere. But then when I began to change my perspective and I began to truly understand what improvise, adapt, and overcome means, then I began to really look
back
at
up,
the
back
situation.
Up. Hold on. Back up. You said something that was powerful. You said when you finally realized that it wasn't going to take you anywhere, it wasn't going to get you anywhere.
Right.
That's powerful.
I did. Right. You get absolutely nowhere in life stressing and over the struggle and, you know, allowing yourself to get frustrated and giving up and quitting, you get absolutely nowhere in life. So I had to realize that it was taking me nowhere. It was affecting my health. It was affecting my life. Living. I would have to say, you know, publicly looking successful, but inside, just really basically dying. You know, because we weren't living up to our full potential. And so at the end of the day, I had to realize that I had to change my perspective on the situations. I had to change the way that I was thinking, the way that I was looking at every situation. And when I began to change the way that I was looking at the situation, then that's when I can say that the shift began to take place. And I began to realize that, you know what, this is just a battle that's going to get us closer, get me closer to the very destination that God has intended for me. Because if we never struggle, if we never embrace our challenges, we have an echo. And I think it's because I'm hearing it on your end. But if we never have any of these challenges, if we never have any pain in life, then guess what? It won't bring about the growth that's necessary. So we have to understand that when we embrace our process, when we embrace the pain, when we embrace the struggles, that at the end of the day, it's going to cause us to grow into the people, the person that we need to become in order to be used and to fulfill the purpose that God has given us. We got a lot of background. So I know Nate is having some technical difficulties, so I'm just going to keep on talking. You guys know that when it comes time to the fact of never giving up, never quitting, I can go on and on all day long as far as this subject, because I truly made up my mind several years ago that it was time out for quitting, because there was a point in time in my life in which everything that I put my hands to, I quit. I allowed circumstances, I allowed thoughts, I allowed feelings, I allowed so many different things to get in the way of staying focused on the very thing that I desired, on the very thing that I wanted to see happen in our lives. And at the end of the day, I found myself going around and around in this circle on that treadmill, running in place and getting absolutely nowhere because of the fact that I kept quitting. And then I began to realize that when it comes time to success, winners don't quit. If we wake up every day and we say that we are a winner, we are a champion, we are designed to have everything that God has given us, all his promises are yes and amen, then that means that we don't quit. Losers quit. So I had to realize I'm not designed to be a loser. I'm not designed to be defeated. I'm not designed to live in lack. And once I began to realize that, that began to truly drive me into becoming the person that I knew that I had to become on a daily basis, because it's a process. Every single day, it's a process to continue to grow, to continue to become. Humans becoming every single day the very thing that we know we are designed to become. So, Nate, I can go on and on. Mm-hmm. Are you out there? Can you hear me?
Absolutely. No, I'm here. I'm here. I thought I was right. Trying to fix the echo. I don't know if you're still hearing it or not, but and somebody text me and let me know if they're still hearing it, if they hear it echo, because I don't. I was trying out a new thing here. But nonetheless, I mean, no, you're absolutely
right.
Gadgets. I love my gadgets. You know, it's when you really talk about, you know, don't quit, you know, don't quit. Let me see somebody just text me here. Let's see if we're getting that. See if we're getting that echo. All right, cool. No echo. Awesome. Maybe just on your end. Maybe just us, but I don't hear the echo either. But anyway, you know, the don't quit aspect of what we do is very simple. When you tell somebody don't quit, you know, and you look at people, especially when you are where they are, where they're going, or you've been where they're trying to go, you look at them and you have those watery eyes when you're saying just don't quit. Don't quit, because when you quit, you're going to have to start over. Quitting is like starting over. You know, there is no I'm going to quit. And then, you know, don't worry, I'll start again next month. When you do that, you know, it's quitting for 30 days is like quitting for 3 months, 6 months, because you lose so much. This in certain, I know in the industry of network marketing, things move so fast in a 30-day time span. Heck, in 2 weeks, things move fast. And you look up and you say you quit, and then you come back and things are like totally different. You're like, hey, what's that? Hey, who's that? What happened? And so now you got to play catch up. So quitting in life, it's a vicious cycle, you know, but it's the hardest habit to break. So, you know, you never want to form that habit, but the escape artist is that person that never worries about it. You know, like Pam finally got to that point to where she didn't stop worrying about it, because worrying about it doesn't move it closer. Worrying about it doesn't fix it. Worrying about it just keeps you where you are. Go through the fire. Understand that it's a purifying process. And more importantly, listen to the people that are trying to coach you to the next level. So many people get caught up in thinking that they have it all figured out because it's comfortable. They're like, okay, well, this feels good to me. It's comfortable. There is absolutely nothing comfortable about moving from level to level. I want everybody on the line to understand it. No matter what you're doing, we keep saying, hold on, just don't quit. But there's nothing comfortable. And at that moment when you're trying to achieve something and you start feeling comfortable is when you're standing still. You're not growing anymore. When you feel like I'm comfortable, I'm good, this feels good, then you just stop growing. And everybody thinks that success and growing is this wonderful, esoteric type, you know, enlightening thing. And it isn't. It's work. And people always say, you heard people say, be careful what you ask for, because you just may get it. But also, be careful of the comfort zone. So it's a rock and a real hard spot. It really is. If I stay where I am, I get what I have, which is nothing. If I move, I have the opportunity to get much more, but it hurts. So people stay in that comfort zone, and a lot of people, they never have to worry about quitting because they never get started. So I'm not a quitter. I just don't start. So they go through life, and they sit there, and it's just like a rock. When a rock sits there, you can only put other rocks around other rocks. And all of these rocks are just sitting there. Rocks, you know, you always attract after your own kind. And once you sit there and you become a rock, then they're going to put other rocks. Rocks look great around landscaping. That look great. Oh, that's beautiful. But the rocks are just sitting there. They serve a purpose. They just sit there. But when you add the landscaping and then you put a waterfall, or then you put a deer right there, something that moves constantly, a lion walks in the picture. It makes that picture, it makes that landscape, where just the rock sitting there, it makes it come to life. So it's the action. So you got to get started in order to even move to the next level. And those escape artists are the people that you think are escaping, but they're not. They're in the fire. They've embraced the fire. You know, I joke all the time. I talk about, you know, the Benjamin Button effect. And, you know, I don't know if some of you saw that movie, but the Benjamin Button effect, Pam, was with Brad Pitt. It's called Benjamin Button is the name of the movie. I call it the Benjamin Button effect. I know you don't know that movie, Pam. You're not a movie person. But Benjamin Button was a guy that was born really old. He was born, looked like he was 70, 80 years old. And everybody looked at him and they scoffed. They're like, wow, that's a really, really ugly baby. You know, you never heard anybody say that. That's an ugly baby, at least not to anybody's face. Hey, this is the realest show ever. But he was an ugly baby. He was old. He looked wrinkled and everything. He was just, you don't expect a baby to look that way. So what happened as he got older, he started to look better. So he came out of the womb old, and as he aged, he aged down. So he went from 80 something all the way down. When he was a young man, he looked like a 15-year-old. And I call that the Benjamin Button effect. And that's what a lot of us are trying to do to our bodies now. You know, that's one of my driving motivations, you know, with me and working out. You know, when I get 55, 60 years old, I don't want to look that old. So that's why I put the work in now, so that I can have, I get uncomfortable now so that I can have what I want later. No one ever wants to look their age, but they're not willing to put the work in. Everybody wants success, but they're not willing to put the work in. Everybody wants to get started, but they're not willing to get started. Everybody wants to move and do things on different levels, but they keep quitting. So the Benjamin Button effect for me is that some of you are starting right now, right? Some of you are starting and you're moving forward, but you still got this thing that you're dragging behind you. And you're trying to figure out what's going on. And I know for a fact that sometimes you gotta back up and clean up in order to grow up. And some, we always say, don't move backwards. Don't move. I even say, keep moving forward. But you can only keep moving forward when you're not dragging anything behind you. Some of us need to back up, clean up, so that you can grow up. And now you can move forward. See, some of us have those things, you know, that we're dragging behind us. And when you discover that you need to back up, and now you're starting to back up, push that little button that gives that little beeping noise, you know, that let everybody know that I'm backing up now. And now sometimes, you know, you have to let them know that sometimes you got to step back in order to take a leap forward. Clean up. These are the things that keep making you quit. You got all of this stuff that you're dragging behind you, and you keep quitting because of it. It's not so much as a circumstance. A lot of you are just still around negative, toxic people. And Pam, we know what that we know what that is,
yes,
right? Right. So
yeah,
you know,
we
know what the negative and the toxic is. And I want Pam to talk on this, but I want you guys to understand something. Okay, here's one of the keys to really not quitting, because you have to create the atmosphere that you want that you want. All right, you have to create the atmosphere, not waiting for somebody else. But what would happen if you figured out your trigger for positive motivation and negative motivation? You figured out what drove you, and you figured out what didn't drive you, or what the positive and the negative was. All right. But once you found out what both of those were, what if you just started to focus on the positive? And now you know what's positive and what drives you. Now you know what to stay away from, the negatives. So it's the toxic people, Pam, and things that people deal with. You know, talk a little bit about, you know, toxic people and things and how they can hold you back.
Well, you know, toxic people, negativity, you know, all of that is the complete opposite of success. And so when we realize that in order to get ourselves to the next level, you have to know that there's something called that comfort zone. And a lot of times that toxicity, those toxic people, the negative energy, the negative thoughts, all of that exists inside that little box. It exists inside that comfort zone. And it's because the average person is ordinary, and they're okay with being ordinary, mediocre, and just getting by in life. That's the reason why only about 3-5% of the world is successful. But when we make a decision to jump outside of that box, we have to realize that there's going to be some struggles, some challenges. There's going to be those same type of situations that attempt to come our way. But if we truly want to achieve the success, and that echo is there, if we truly want to achieve the success that we know that we deserve to have in life, there's got to be a point of separation. There's got to be a point in a decision-making time in which we make a decision to cut it off at the root. All the things that are negative, all people that are negative, because at the end of the day, you cannot move forward with anything or anyone that is not on the same page, that is not on the same level, that has that desire to grow, that has that desire to become something successful, no matter what it may be in life. If you are unequally yoked, you have this positive energy, and now you're attached to negative energy, it's just not going to work. So you got to line yourself up, get in alignment with your assignment. And in order to get in alignment with your assignment, it means that you got to cut off that negative stuff. Because what will end up happening is you'll find yourself staying inside that box with all of that negativity, and you won't advance in life. And so that was the very thing that I had to realize. You know, there were many people in my life that I absolutely loved, but I had to let go. I had to let go for a season, and I don't know if that season becomes a permanence, but I had to let some people go. I definitely had to let all of those negative thoughts go long time ago. I let those negative thoughts go before I began to let the negative people go. But I had to realize that in order to get to the next level, I have to stop surrounding myself with people that were not intentionally, because they don't intentionally hold you back in life, okay? It's all that they know. But because they haven't made up their mind and their mindset to change and to shift, and they're okay with getting by. They're okay with not understanding and knowing how the next bill is going to get paid. They're okay with getting up and going to work every day and saying, I can't stand my job. I don't want to go. I'm tired of working all these long hours. I'm tired of sitting up in traffic. But yet still get up every single day and never make a decision to do something about it. I had to let that go because we weren't on the same page. And even now, sometimes I pick up the phone and I try, and I promise you, I try to pick up the phone and just reconnect. And it's disheartening to see that you've grown into something and you really can no longer relate to some of the people that were once a part of your life, because when you pick up the phone, they're in the same situation that they were when you talked to them a year ago, 2 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, when they have the power to change it, but just don't make a decision to change it. So you have to make a decision to let it go. Otherwise, it's going to hold you back. All that toxicity and negativity, you got to cut it off at the root.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, absolutely. And a lot of people aren't willing to do that. A lot of people just don't. It's not that they want to, but they don't. They're too concerned about how it's going to make the other person feel, and so that's that comfort zone that we talk about. That's that rock. If I stay here, then everybody's happy except me. And some people have, you know, I'll deal with that, you know. But the people that are willing to get uncomfortable and understand that those friends or those toxic people that are in their life were there to keep them in the position to where they are right now, and that way you can be used for the negative. So it's a hard thing to do, but it's a necessary thing. And you know, Pam, one of the things that I think, well, my personal breakthrough, you know, was, you know, being a, you know, our family, you know, we've had some, you know, some very good times, and we've had some bad times, you know, financially. You know, we've had times when we had more money than we can shake a stick at, you know, and you know, we were able to, you know, save money. And then there were times when we couldn't make the ends meet, you know. And I look at people now, and when you look at your situation, and it's that moment when you start being thankful for what you have as opposed to what you don't have. You're thankful for what you have as opposed to being I guess, all bitter about what you don't. And when we left Kennesaw, Georgia, we didn't have anything. And when we always say people move out of inspiration or desperation, you know, we moved out of a little bit of both, but more so desperation. And when we moved, we looked at what we had, and we made the best of what we had. But who knew that we were going to get here and be homeless? So now when you're, I can't say when God takes you from one place to the other, because see, God just sits back and lets us do what we do because we're destructive people anyway. All right. Without God, we're just destructive. That's just how it is. So when we're living in Coach Stormy's garage, it's a very humbling thing. When you got your kids, you know, in the garage during the day, and you're in a one bedroom with five people. I ain't talking about a one bedroom. I'm talking a one bedroom of a home. And you're sitting there, you all of a sudden become very, very grateful for what you had. So it could either be hindsight, or it can either be proactive or reactive. So in that case, it was reactive. But one of the most liberating things that we did was when we moved out of that house, we moved into a three-bedroom apartment that was very, very small. And as you said, the kids didn't have their own rooms, and you know, we were all on top of each other. But that place seemed like the Taj Mahal at the time.
It did.
It was a castle because it was ours. And
right.
and all of it. That's when the cycle started for me of being grateful for what we have, as opposed to being bitter. Because it would have been easy to be bitter. Hey, we came from a seven-bedroom home, all of a sudden to living in a three-bedroom apartment that we could have fit one bedroom in our house. So here we are. We could have been bitter about that, but, man, we were so thankful that we had our own kitchen. As little as it was, we could put our own food in our refrigerator. You know, we could sleep in our own bed. We had some living room furniture. You know, it was rental furniture, but we can call it our own. You know, so, you know, but we were thankful for what we had, as little as it was. I believe that when you're thankful in the midst of what we call lack is when God really starts to bless. And I believe because we didn't focus on what we didn't have, we started to be proactive and started to speak life into every situation, understanding that nothing happens to you. It all happens for you. Nothing happens to you. It all happens for you. When we started to realize that and we really conquered that, because that's a demon. That when we conquered that demon, it's when things started to change for us. God said, okay, now I can bless you because you're not caught up on what you don't have. You're thankful for what you do have. So now that allows me to overflow your cup and to build your life so that other people can see your light, and now you can help somebody else do it the right way. So here we are. Now we've trimmed the fat. We've got down to our fighting weight. We've got rid of the negative and all the toxic people, because we know all of those negative and toxic people are like soda and processed food. You know, they kill you, right? They kill you. But you don't realize it until it's too late sometimes. And if you're hearing this right now, there are some people in your life, there are some things in your life that you need to get rid of. Because if you don't, you're going to continue to quit. Because have you ever seen people go to an event or go to some motivational speaker or event, and they're pumped up and excited at that event? But then they go right back into that same toxic environment around those same toxic people and expect them to be motivated. They didn't just get what you got. You had a chance to purge and move away from that, but you took good oil and poured it into a vat of bad oil. So that makes that oil
right, absolutely.
It's toxic. And people do it every day, which is why people are like, why do I keep quitting? Why do I have to keep resetting my life? And why? What happens? You're toxic. You need to purge. Some of you are so toxic that it just exudes. It's the look on your face. It's toxic. People are dodging you. Let me tell you guys something. People, the vast majority of the people, they're not going to tell you that you're toxic. They're not, because guess what?
they're toxic too. They're not just right. not gonna tell you because misery loves company. They're not gonna tell you that you're toxic. When you find
like
somebody that
like.
Tells you like attracts like. If you tell somebody finally tells you that, you know, hey, you know, you look, this is this, you're this, this, you need to think about doing this, this, and that, you get mad with that person. Because you think all of the people around you are telling you what's good, and when they're really telling you what you need to hear to keep you where they are, because they don't want you to get out of the barrel before they get out of the barrel. Man, when we realize that we can't grow in toxic situations is when we really, really start that journey. And we set that baseline that says, you know what, I'm not listening to you. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you do. This is what I need to do. And either you're going to get on this boat and sail with me or you're not. Take your pick. Inspire or expire. What are you going to do? Shake, bake, or barbecue? It's up to you. But sometimes you don't realize until it's too late, right? Go ahead, Pam.
Yeah, and you know what? As you're talking about that, I was just thinking about the fact that, number one, when you begin to change, you're going to find that that you don't have to do a whole lot in order to remove yourself from that situation. Because when that toxic person or even a toxic situation that you decide to no longer be a part of, because it's a decision. When you make up your mind to no longer allow it to happen, and you begin to change, and you begin to have that positive mental attitude, and everything that you look at now, the glass is half full and not half empty. When you begin to change your mindset, watch how people that are of that toxic environment or that have that toxic atmosphere around them, watch how they begin to distance themselves. You won't
yeah.
have to do too much. Trust, know, and believe. And that's what I can say that I truly began to experience. Because, again, there's no point of relating at that point in time. So you're going to find that your circle begins to get very, very small. That's the reason why there's not a whole lot of people in our circle. Why? Because the ones that were in our circle, we had tons of friends when we were just like them.
Come on.
But then when we began to change, when we began to look a little different mentally, when we began to believe a little different, when we began to realize that, hey, we're not going to settle for what life is throwing us, when we began to realize, listen, we weren't designed to just sit on somebody's job and to build their dream for the rest of our entire life and to sit back and to look up and be like, where are we now? And now we old and we tired and we done gave all of ourselves to somebody else who's sitting somewhere where you don't even know, probably a legacy that you continue to build. We had to realize, we began to realize this. But yeah, we were surrounded by the average person that said, I'm happy with getting up and taking whatever they decide to give me. I'm happy with getting up and taking that 50-cent raise once a year. When we begin
right.
to change our thinking, that's when the distance begins to happen.
And they do it automatically.
So,
they'll just
right,
fall off.
Automatically.
Automatically. And that's great, fam. That's great because you know, you just talked about trimming the fat. Getting down to your fighting weight. Getting rid of them toxic people. They just fall off on their own. One thing you guys have to realize, okay, is that no, it doesn't matter who likes you and who doesn't. It really doesn't. Because no matter what you do in life, you never get everyone to agree or like. You're not going to get
never.
Anybody to agree or like you. So stop trying, okay? Your destiny only attracts those that are supposed to be a part of your life at any given time. So people are going to come.
And you know
come.
What, Nate?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Go ahead, finish. People are going to come.
No, go ahead. People come, people going to go. We got about 3 minutes. Go ahead.
On that note, that was one of the hardest things for me to realize. So for those of you that, you know, are struggling with that, that was one of the hardest things for me to let go and to not and to allow myself to get to the point of not giving a hoot or caring about what others thought. A lot of times that's why we hold ourselves back. That's why we continue to quit with the very thing that God has given us to that could truly take our life to the next level, be a blessing in our lives as we bless others regardless of what it may be, we end up quitting because we're afraid of what people think. We're afraid of letting go. And I had to get myself to the point of saying, you know what? Why? No. You're not doing anything to advance me in life. And at the end of the day, this is my life, and I'm accountable for it. So, therefore, I got to do what's necessary for me. And those that are meant to be a part of my journey will be there regardless of the fact. You'll understand the growth. And there are a few that understand the growth. It's just that, again, I have to brace myself in order to have a conversation because it's just different.
Right, right. No, absolutely. And you have to get to that point. You know, and ultimately, you know, how you ensure that you get there and get there the right way is you understand that your task is to make that journey as mentally, physically, and financially profitable as you can. But your profit area in all three has to be seasoned with some ethics, some integrity, some morals, some sincerity, some honor, virtue, decency. The list goes on, because profit without a code is like eating food with no seasoning. As you have to get where you want to get, but you have to get there the right way, or it's going to be a very, very lonely place that you are in the end. So it's worth the struggle. It's worth the pain. Don't quit. Don't give up. Guys, we thank you for joining us on the grind this morning. You know, it's been an honor having you. You guys could have been doing anything you wanted to do, but you chose to be here with us on the grind, and we're very, very thankful for that. So, guys, this show happened again on Tuesday morning, 8 a.m., bright and early. We'll see you guys on the grind. And remember, you have to do your part. But God most definitely got it. All right. Just allow him to work and do your part. You take a step, he'll take two. All right. God bless you guys.
Don't quit. Keep going.
Yo, P. Hey, ready. It's the new swag, baby. Woke up this morning and I told myself, not gonna worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta
work.
Whoa, he's gotta, yeah, he's gotta, whoa, he's gotta, yeah, check it out. Why?
ain't telling you what I read. I'm telling you what I know. God's got it.